Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello everyone and welcome back to Quipscope. It's the show where we talk about a new game that's just come out or is gonna come out soon. My name is James.
And my name is Ashton.
Hello Ashton. It's the first time we're recording this, isn't it?
It definitely didn't break in the middle of recording if that's what you're implying.
Yeah, no, definitely not. Uh-uh. Well, this is fun. So I hear you've been playing a new game.
What have
you been playing?
I've been playing the brand new Metroid game, Metroid Dread, on the Nintendo Switch. It came out on the 8th, which is the same day as the OLED came out, and there was a couple of bundles, I think, to get the Metroid Dread game. The Metroid Dread, like what my grandma would say. Metroid Dread and the OLED Switch. And we were sent this, by the way, by itspretygreen.com. They sent us an OLED Switch and they sent us the Metroid Dread Special Edition.
Thank you very much.
With lots of added fun, arty bits. You'll probably see it on our Twitter. There'll be a bunch of pictures of it.
It's very lovely.
It is very lovely. So I was playing that this week. I have really enjoyed it. I'm really bad
Fantastic.
At it. I played about 45 minutes because I just got owned just repeatedly and I was like, I just need to take a break for a minute because I can't do this right now, and then I ran out of time to play anymore. But I did enjoy it. I just think I'm not very good at it.
They're difficult games.
They are
difficult. It's the thing.
So the premise of this one, it takes place a period of time after all the other ones. Obviously it's been a long time since all the other games came out. But at the beginning of the game, it gives you kind of a rundown of the universe, really. So it tells you about the X's and the Emmys and kind of tells you what happened in a couple of the other games in some kind of speech, in some speech bubbles.
Hungry for more Dread.
Hungry for more Dread, exactly. And the thing that's in the story in this game, the reason that this game is happening, is that somebody sent a video of an X, which is like the parasite.
Shouldn't be doing
you
that.
You shouldn't send videos of X's to other
joke.
People. Exactly.
The
X is like spotted. Someone sends a video. A mysterious transmission comes in of this X that's appeared in the universe. And that's a bad thing. And that needs to be stopped.
Yep.
So the High Command, I can't remember the name of the, you know, the Galactic Empire or something.
Metroid Headquarters
sends out a bunch of Emmys, which are these robots that are sent to deal with the X's. That's like their whole job.
Yeah.
They send 9 of them out and all 9 of them go missing. They lose contact with them and they never return from their mission. Sad face. So then Samus, in a little spaceship, we see her flying through the sky in space. And we get some kind of dialogue between, well, she doesn't say anything, but the robot AI in her ship says, we shouldn't be doing this. The cost outweighs the benefits.
Oh.
And then she doesn't say anything. And we basically crash land on this planet and she goes down a big lift. We fight a guy. We get murdered. And then we're alive again. And we are stuck in this cave. And the whole premise at the beginning of the game is to escape this cave. But the Emmys have gone rogue and they are trying to kill you, basically.
Wow.
So that's like the main core of like what's happening at the beginning of the game. Obviously, as we go through, there might be some other storylines that we hear and things that we explore. But for the first at least 45 minutes of the game, that's what's happening.
It tends to... or at least the Metroid games I'm sort of familiar with, it sort of sets out like a vague sort of story, and then the majority of it is quite sort of light, I believe.
Yeah.
I mean, they may have done, and it does sound like they've really sort of gone extra with this, because like you say, the first one in that series, in the 2D series, like properly for about 20 years, I believe it carries on from Metroid Fusion, which was a Game Boy Advance game so long ago. But yeah, how did you find the gameplay and everything? So did it start out with your typical, you've got all the powers?
So yes, kind of. So when I mentioned that you get killed, you see Samus get killed by this person. This isn't like it happens within the first cutscene.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Yeah.
But she wakes up and she's kind of just fine. She doesn't know why she's fine. Adam, the computer, doesn't know why she's fine. But when you find the first radio point, which is where you contact Adam, your AI mate, he basically says, you've got amnesia. You've forgotten all of your powers.
Oh, no.
And if you go into somewhere cold, your suit's not going to protect you. Ooh. And you're going to die. That's basically what happens at the beginning.
Excellent.
So you have to start from scratch. So all you've got is like your pistol and your missile launcher. And it's 2D again. Good. So it is like the 2D that we know and love with Metroid games. But with, you know, kind of turned up to like 100 with like the actual atmosphere and the... No, it's not 3D. Like, it's still
sort
side
of like environments
side on.
Are 3D-esque.
But the environment is 3D-esque. And it looks great. It's not colourful because you're in a cave, but it is very nice to look at. Like, it's quite vibrant and it looks good. And it looks pretty good on the new OLED screen as well. But we've done a bit about the OLED screen, so I won't go too much into that. But yeah, it's really hard.
Yeah.
I died so many times.
Oh, no.
But I had a good time and I was enjoying myself. And I liked the exploration side of things. There's like blocks to shoot, secrets to discover.
Yeah.
And different ways that you can go. So you obviously have access to the map as you like discover it. So you can see where you've been and where you've left things. And if there's like an area that you can't currently get to, but you can see like, oh, there's a missile upgrade in there. Then you can see that on your map until you go and actually get it.
That's the good stuff that you know and love from sort of Metroid, really, isn't it? Just just make note of all these places that you can't get to right now, because eventually, you never
you
know,
might be
maybe.
Able to. I had a couple of issues with some of the mechanics, but that might just be because I'm not used to it. So there's things like holding the left bumper to aim your gun freely.
Oh, okay.
So you can aim up and down, obviously. Holding like the right bumper and then pressing Y to do like the missile shoot.
Yeah.
I think with Switch games anyway, I struggle with the controls because I forget that like ZR and ZL are the two kind of triggers.
Yeah.
And then R and L are just the bumpers.
I feel like it should be reversed.
Yeah, I also agree. But yeah. But there's, you know, that's just my issue with like some Switch games, not necessarily this game. But I think it's a really good game. If you're into Metroid games and you've really enjoyed the old ones, if you've got that nostalgia for it, you will like this game. This game is, in its very soul, a Metroid game. And if you like Metroidvania games like Ori Will O' the Wisp and the other Ori games, and Hollow Knight,
mentioned previously,
then you will like this game because it is, at its core, a Metroid game. And it is true to itself, and it knows what it is, and it does the job.
Yeah.
So if you like Metroid games, I would fully recommend you get it.
Excellent. So and if really, really lived up to the series.
Yeah, and if you're kind of interested in Metroid games at all, you've seen some of the old games but you've never played them, then I recommend picking it up if you've got the man to do so. I think it's like £60. And then I think it's like £80 for the special edition. Ooh. So it is quite pricey. And we all know that Switch games very rarely come down in price. So £60 is probably the minimum you're going to have to pay for it at any time in the next 12 months, probably.
I suppose, yeah. On the flip side, if you know that you're probably going to pick it up, you might as well, like, why wait?
Yeah, true.
Why wait till Christmas? True. Do it now.
Exactly. And it is one of the best-selling Metroid games ever, which is really good, and I'm glad to hear it because it is. I think this franchise has always struggled to actually get people to buy their games. So it's really good that we've got such a positive reaction to this Metroid game.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And I recommend it.
Excellent.
That's my final
thought. Wow. I think we've got maybe just enough time for a couple of quips.
I reckon so. Metroid Dread, more like Metroid Dead over and over again because I kept dying to enemies.
Metroid Dread, more like Metroid Bread because you'll be toast.
Nice.
Like, yeah, nice.
Good.
Not recycling. That's from the previous recording.
Any more that you want to do before we end?
I did have another one. Metroid, this is a new one.
Oh.
Metroid Dread, more like Metroid OLED because you're going to be doing it on an OLED screen if you get the new bundle with the new Nintendo Switches.
Very good. Very good. Well, that is Metroid Dread. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this. This is not going to be on the podcast feed, but if you want to see some footage of the actual game itself, check out the YouTube channel.
Please do.
Because you're watching some actual footage of me dying repeatedly over and over again to Emmys.
Professional
gamers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, thank you very much for watching and or listening. And we'll see you again next time.
All right. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.